Tuesday, March 17th, and this is the podcast that I've been waiting a long time to do. I'm Adam Azer with Al Melchior and Scott White. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
You guys ready to draft?
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
We're doing a 12-team head-to-head points league. We have 9 listeners joining us. I have the first pick. Trevor Davis has the second pick. Phil P., the third pick. Al M. Oh, that's Al Melchior with the fourth pick. Toby picking fifth. Mike picking sixth. Scott White picking seventh. The eighth pick in the draft is not here yet. That's Rich. We're waiting for him. Hopefully he won't have to be an auto pick. The ninth pick in the draft is Woody. He's having some internet issues, so hopefully he won't be an auto pick. Ryan Fullerton is 10th. Alex is 11th. And Tony Massimiani, I think I got that right, is 12th. Let's get this draft started. Here's the format. 12 teams. Head-to-head points, 3 outfielders, only 1 catcher, no middle infield, no corner infield, so it's a shallower format. 5 starting pitchers, 2 relief pitchers, and then, of course, you have your SPARPs, your starting pitchers as relief pitchers, like Carlos Carrasco and Alex Wood and Carlos Martinez. They'll be taken fairly early. Well, not Martinez necessarily, but the first two. Okay, for you roto players, I think the differences you can expect, only 3 outfielders, not 5. Oh, by the way, 2 points for stolen base in this format. But the steals guys will be going later than what you're used to seeing in the roto formats. Also, I think starting pitchers will probably go a little earlier than in the roto formats as well. First pick to me is Mike Trout. I'm going to change my third base philosophy, I think, guys. Something I noticed from our roto draft when I had the second pick yesterday at a mock that we did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm going to take Adrian Beltre in round 2 if he's available. I'm going to wait for that Machado, Wright, Longoria, Harrison, whatever, that Chris Davis group. That's one thing I can tell you now.
Yeah, it's a big group. I've noticed it kind of goes back and forth, second base and third base. There always seems to be one from either of those positions. There always seems to be a group of players who fall much further than I expect them to.
Miguel Cabrera, second, and Giancarlo Stanton, third. I think I only put 30 seconds on the clock in between picks, so this should go pretty quickly. All right, Al, who's it going to be?
Oh, the Stanton-McCutcheon dilemma was resolved for me.
Now, Scott, you're hoping that you can get Goldschmidt, right?
Yeah, that's the last of the elite hitters. And then Kershaw would probably be the sixth player for me. So we'll see if this group is kind of like our kind of like the majority that feeds into our ADP data and loads up on starting pitchers in this format.
Not yet. So
nope,
far,
there we go.
Oh, Kershaw goes fifth to Toby. Mike is on the clock. Scott wants Mike to take a pitcher here, not Paul Goldschmidt.
That's right.
Let's see what he does.
Do you think Mike has the best team name so far?
He took Paul Goldschmidt. Oh, his team is Hakuna Moncada. Hakuna Moncada. Very, very funny.
Yeah,
that is the best
key
team
for that one.
All right, Scott.
Yeah,
now your hitters are gone. What do you do?
Well, I think I take a Brave here. It's you know, particularly now that Encarnacion has a little bit of a back issue going on this spring. Not that I'm really worried about it, but those two were close for me in the rankings, and I think Abreu sneaks ahead because of that.
All right, Jose Abreu is the pick. Now it gets a little bit more interesting, as it's been Trout, Cabrera, Stanton, McCutcheon, Kershaw, Goldschmidt, Jose Abreu with the first 7 picks. Ridge is on the clock. Ridge is on the clock right now, and he is probably going to auto pick because he is not here yet. And I'm sorry about that. I thought we'd have a full draft board or a full draft room.
Right,
David
well,
Price is yeah. the auto pick.
Another early starter for him. If I were picking 7th, going by my rankings, I would have taken Jose Bautista. So
yeah,
we'll see if.
Would have been between him and Encarnacion for me.
Yeah.
But he took David Price, and you know, I made reference to it earlier. If you look at ADP data, it's a bunch of pitchers up top, and it's a bunch of pitchers up top in the draft room too, because pitchers do outscore hitters. But it's about the differentiation from top to bottom at each position. Where are the better players going to set you apart more? And you know, the hitters are going to thin out quicker. There's always going to be good pitchers there. So we advise against what the ADP data shows.
Hey, I'm going to let you guys run the podcast right now because I'm going to try to recruit someone to replace Ridge, unfortunately, on Twitter. So you guys can give us a little bit of a recap of what's going on.
All right. Well, first of all, the 10th pick was just made by Ryan Fullerton. He did take Jose Bautista. So Bautista goes ahead of Encarnacion. We'll see where he goes. But so far, we've got your Mike Trout at number one. Altuve, by the way, just went at number 11.
Ooh, what do you think about Altuve? I still think that's early, especially in a points format. Altuve going 11th. And by the way, it was Price, then Chris Sale went as an auto pick. Jose Bautista, Jose Altuve.
Yeah, I've got Altuve 12th. So, you know, and I tend to be probably a little more optimistic about Altuve than a lot of other people.
Yeah, I think it makes a little more sense in a roto format where you know he's going to carry you in batting average and steals, or maybe not carry you, but give you a nice head start there. You know, it's you can't really complain about him in either format.
Well, I can. I paused the draft right now because we had yet another round of auto picks. I feel like Altuve last year definitely gave you first round value. You didn't take him in the first round. I understand if you think he's going to repeat that, but you know, you guys have talked about the BABIP and his batting average was really high, so do you think he's going to be able to really be as good as he was last year?
No, but I still think he's going to be good enough to be a first-rounder in any format.
Okay.
So even with a 310-ish average, which I think is more realistic, and obviously there's nothing wrong with that. So the first round's over.
No, it's not.
It's not? Okay.
It will be in a second.
Okay. Well, I guess we have a second to recap then. So we got Trout, Cabrera, Stanton, McCutcheon, 1, 2, 3, 4. Next four, Kershaw, Goldschmidt, Abreu, and Price. And then the last three picks, Sale, Bautista, Altuve.
Yeah. Sale's kind of a risky one for the first round. I think if you're going to go with a starting pitcher in the first round, you know, somebody like Felix, who consistently gives you a ton of innings, in this format especially, I think that would be a safer bet.
Okay, everyone, we had a bit of an issue technically with the draft. We had to pause the podcast, but now we're back. So let's recap round one for everybody. And it was Mike Trout, number one, Miguel Cabrera, number two, and who was number three, guys? Stanton?
Yes.
Then McCutcheon, four. I don't have the draft results in front of me.
Kershaw, five. Go ahead, take it away, Scott.
Goldschmidt, six. Jose Abreu to me, seventh. David Price, 8th. Chris Sale, 9th. Jose Bautista, 10th. Jose Altuve, 11th. And Josh Donaldson, 12th.
Josh Donaldson, 12th. And now Tony Massimiani is on the clock after taking Donaldson, 12th. And he takes Felix Hernandez. Your thoughts on Donaldson going 12th? We still have Rizzo, Encarnacion, Rendon on the board.
Yeah, I think once you get past the top six, there's a lot of... A lot of personal preference goes into it. Obviously, Donaldson plays a thin position on the high end, so if you really want that elite third baseman, I don't think it's a bad idea.
Next three picks are Tulowitzki, Rizzo, and Encarnacion. So round two is Felix, Tulowitzki, Rizzo, and Encarnacion. And now we talked about it, that swing pick, whether it's maybe like 11 or 12. So what Tony did, taking Donaldson and then Felix Hernandez, you might have to take a pitcher there because you're not going to get an ace at the end of round four, right?
Very unlikely. So, and especially we were talking about how in leagues other than the ones that we participate in, the pitchers tend to go even faster. So that's a necessary move there.
And now Scherzer comes off the board, five picks into round two. Scott, you're on the clock. Your first pick was who? Oh, it was
my
Abreu.
First pick was Abreu, and now I'm going to take a guy who's become an injury risk here recently, but Anthony Rendon. He is my only chance to get both an elite second baseman, because I'm sure Cano will go here soon, and an elite third baseman, because Donaldson went. I'll decide later which position he'll fill. Most likely it'll be second base.
Okay, and Al, you're going to be up pretty soon. Right now we have Mike on the clock after Rendon goes off the board. All right, so one thing about this points league format, three outfielders. That means I'm going to try my best not to fill my second or my third outfield spot before the late rounds. And Corey Kluber goes off the board here as we get a bit of a pitcher run in the second round. We've had Felix, Scherzer, and Kluber taken. Carlos Gomez. Now, Al, you're on the clock. So I took Trout with the first pick. Al, who'd you take? You took McCutcheon, right?
Yes, I did.
So we'll see. You're probably not going to go another outfielder here, right?
No, I'm not. So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go Cueto here.
Okay,
get in that pitcher run.
It's between him and Cano, but the pitchers are going fast, and I'm not trusting that. You know, by the time it comes back to me, that there's not going to be a pretty big drop off there.
All right. So after Cueto comes Cano. I'm definitely going to take one pitcher with one of my two picks here. The question is, who am I going to take with the other pick? Cano, then Adam Jones goes. So that leaves me. I was going to take Adam Jones. That leaves me. I'll take Bum. I'll take. Who you guys like, Strasburg or Bumgarner?
I like Strasburger a little more. Strasburger. Strasburg a little more.
Yeah, I do too.
All right, I'll take Strasburg. So look, Beltre's there. I said I'm not going to take him. I'm not going to go with a shortstop here. I might have to go with another outfielder, maybe Brantley or Puig. And I'm thinking Puig might have an MVP-type season and really break out. I'll take Yasiel Puig and go Trout, Puig, Strasburg to start my team.
This is Brantley's format, though. Surprised to see him last to the third round.
You know what? Look, the way Puig played last year, this was actually his format, too, with all the doubles and triples, right?
I still think because of the play discipline issue, it favors Brantley more. But hey, Puig in my mind is a second rounder too. So, you know, some of those pitchers who went in the second round kind of pushed players back. Carlos Gomez was the interesting one to me. He fell to late second when he's a borderline first rounder, I think, even in this format.
All right, Trevor takes John Lester with the second pick of round three. I can try to recap round two for you all in just a second. All right, guys. Al, you're going to be on the clock. What are you thinking here?
I'm not going to go for another pitcher here. I could actually go for a second outfielder because I'm not really loving what I'm seeing at the other positions. I'm going to pass on Freddie Freeman. I am on the clock now. Dozier and Arenado are interesting options for me here. Yeah, I suppose I can wait on outfield a little bit longer. So I'm going to just do a quick scan here of third base. And I'm going to go.
Beltre's still there, you know.
He is still there.
You got 5 seconds, dude.
Yeah, no. If I'm pulling the plug here on Dozier.
Oh, all right.
That wasn't really the word I wanted to use there.
Now,
yeah, just the drop off at second base. Pretty big, bigger than a third.
All right, Dozier goes. Then Michael Brantley goes. This is the latest. Reyes goes. This is the latest I've seen Beltre go in any draft. Scott, you gonna do it?
Do what?
You gonna take Beltre?
Oh, I thought you just said he went.
No, Brantley, I'm sorry. This
I
is the latest
Brantley would fall to me.
This is the latest I've seen Beltre available.
Actually, I'm going to take the starting pitcher you passed on, Madison Bumgarner, because he's the last of the elite tier left. And I was shocked that Jordan Zimmermann went ahead of him a couple picks ago. I don't know if that's Bumgarner spring struggles factoring in unnecessarily, because obviously we know who he is by now. I'm not gonna freak out about all those innings he pitched in the postseason. He actually doesn't have a high accumulation of innings during the regular season, so I think he's a solid ace.
All right, round two was Felix Hernandez, Troy Tulowitzki, Rizzo, Encarnacion, Scherzer, Rendon, Kluber, Gomez, Cueto, Cano, Adam Jones, and Strasburg. Adam Wainwright goes off the board in round three. I'll catch everybody up on round three. First pick was Puig to me, then Lester, Zimmermann, Brian Dozier, Michael Brantley, Jose Reyes, Madison Bumgarner, and Adam Wainwright. Jeff is now on the clock. And Jeff right now has Edwin Encarnacion and a starting pitcher, Chris Sale. And now he has another starting pitcher, Jeff Samardzija. I do not like that pick, guys.
Well, I didn't really like Wainwright either this early. And I know that the pitchers now are starting to go very quickly. But I agree that it's early for both, just to take a quick look at starting pitcher here. Yeah, I would have preferred Hamels.
Well, I just don't like having two starting pitchers in my first three picks, especially when, you know, the elites are gone. So you're reaching into a tier. Like, you got to get your hitters here. And Nolan Arenado just went off the board. This is an interesting draft. Matt Harvey off the board. Pitcher crazy right now.
That's what head-to-head is all about?
I don't think so.
I don't think it should be, but that's how it plays.
The message that we're trying to get across here. Scott, go ahead.
Yeah.
Joey Votto, last pick of round three.
Yeah, there's still some good hitters here that, particularly some of these teams that have their ace already. Yeah, I feel like they should be going that route instead. Joey Votto, did you just say him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like one of the hitters I probably want to be taking right now. Another couple rounds for him.
Well, wouldn't, but it's disappointing to me because I have passed on first base at this point thinking that Votto could be a fallback. So I might have to move a little more quickly on first base than I planned.
Yeah.
All right, look, I think – so Votto goes, Kinsler goes. I think there are a lot of players here that should – a lot of hitters that should have been taken that haven't been. Matt Kemp
like
is still
Beltre?
On the board. Beltre is on the board. Ellsbury just went – that's a great pick. Jacoby Ellsbury with the second pick of round four.
I mean, you say that, but again, pitchers are going fast, so that is going to skew some of what we're
seeing. Yeah, but still, we're seeing Kinsler. We're seeing – Arenado going earlier than I would have expected. Jose Reyes went probably around before I would have expected. Other than that, it seems pretty normal.
Some of those picks are oddball. Some like Arenado, you see trendier players like that. A lot of times you'll find leagues where someone's willing to reach for them. And it wouldn't surprise me if Arenado has a better season than Beltre, honestly, with all the upside he has and Beltre's age and everything. That being said, I'm now a pick away here, and Beltre's still out there. That's a pretty easy call if he gets through
this
last pick.
Well, here's the thing, Scott, because Bryce Harper just went. That's another guy that I was surprised lasted till almost mid-round four. This next pick is an auto pick, and I think I'm going to make it for him. And I feel like I need to take Beltre.
Come on.
For him. I could take someone else then.
That's just rude.
Well, who's I'll take the best hitter available, Scott, and that's Reddie Freeman. Is that okay? I just got to make sure this team doesn't have
what. According to the draft room, it's Freeman.
Yeah,
according to me, it's Beltre. So you do what you need to do, Adam. You do what you need to do. I'll adjust.
Well, this team needs his three pitchers. So all right, we'll give him. We'll give him Freddie Freeman.
And, just made Scott very happy.
Okay, sorry. Let me take him now. Freddie Freeman is going to be the pick. Scott, you can take Beltre and have your super team.
Yeah.
Scott, walk us through your team through four picks and what you're thinking.
Okay, so this is probably the first draft I've done where I filled two premium positions in the first round. The picks usually don't line up so well for that to happen, but I got Abreu in the first round, Rendon in the second as my second baseman, Bumgarner in the third, and now Beltre here in the fourth. So second and third are already filled. There's still a couple of high-end shortstops out there, and Hanley and Ian Desmond. If I can get one of those back.
No, Hanley just went.
Okay.
And you're not going to get Desmond.
Just Desmond. Okay. So that's not going to happen. But still, I feel pretty good about getting two of those spots filled with legitimately elite players.
All right. Well, Carlos Santana went two picks before me. So that makes this choice easier. I'm going to take Victor Martinez.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good pick.
Fill my first base.
I usually take Victor Martinez in the third round, even with him recovering from the knee injury. But with the starting pitchers going earlier in this draft, other players fell. Mm-hmm. And so I was passing him up like everybody else. But I think he's going to be fine and give you at least second round value wherever you end up taking him.
So Carlos Santana goes, and then, well, before that it was Hanley Ramirez. So Al took Victor Martinez, then Hanley, then Carlos Santana. I'm on the clock now. I'm running out of time now. I'm going to panic and take Jake Arrieta. I don't really like that pick at all. but I ran out of time. So, look, Matt Kemp, I think, is unbelievable value here. But I already have two outfielders in a three-outfielder league. Not sure I can justify it.
That's tough.
I don't really see any great value at the other positions. I think I'm going to have to break my rule. Take my third outfielder. I now have Mike Trout, Yasiel Puig, Matt Kemp, Steven Strasburg, and Jake Arrieta as we begin round five. George Springer off the board, second pick of round five. Thoughts on that in a points league, guys?
I think that's about the earliest I would want to take him in a points format. I see a big differential in his value coming from roto to points.
I'm not sure I love this group of starting pitchers with Arrieta, DeGrom, Hughes, Teran, Keuchel, Cobb. I like them, but I don't know that I like them in round four or five. How do you guys feel about that group?
No, I agree. And in fact, I'm going to pass on pitching yet again to take Corey Dickerson, which I'm very, very happy with here in round five.
Round four, and then we'll get into round five. Round four was Ellsbury, Hamels. I think there was a pick before that, actually. Sorry. All right, let me pull that up. Round four. Man, these picks are going fast, huh? Furious.
Yeah. Oh, it's a short clock, 40 seconds. Somebody just took Greinke. I was actually – he was the one who got left behind, got passed by what I think are a bunch of lesser pitchers. So I was looking at him. But now that somebody else has taken him, this is actually made the call a lot easier for me. I'm going to break into the relief pitchers.
Uh-oh.
With a SPARP,
hey.
Alex Wood.
Okay.
I was afraid of that.
Yeah.
I was looking at that. I think the big two SPARPs, one's already gone. The other will certainly not get to me after these two long rounds that I have to sit through.
Quick round. Scott, if you want to make a pick for Chris, that would be much appreciated since this is
okay.
Not a pick. You take your time. I'm
yep.
going to read round four here. Kinsler, Ellsbury, Hamels, Harper, Freeman, Beltre, Carlos Santana, Hanley Ramirez, Victor Martinez, Ryan Braun, Ian Desmond, Jake Arrieta. The only pick I really don't like there is Arrieta. Other than that, some pretty good values there because round three was really weird. Now round five started with me taking Kemp, then Springer, Posey, Dickerson to Al, Longoria, Greinke, Wood, Upton. Justin Upton. Justin Upton falls quite a bit, guys, and I don't know that I get that. And that, Scott, that was the pick that you made.
Yep.
For Chris's team.
Yeah, it was the highest player on my board.
Because look at the outfielder that went after him, Jason Hayward. I feel like I'd much rather have Upton than Hayward.
It's the end of the tier.
Yeah. Julio
That's
Teheran.
I grabbed Dickerson, who I do like better than Upton.
Yoenis Cespedes comes off the board. Who do you like better, Cespedes or Hayward, guys?
I actually like Cespedes more, but I might be in the majority there. In the minority there, I actually feel like he's the safer pick because Hayward's home runs and steals. I mean, he has to give you one or another to justify this high of a pick, and they've just been all over the place.
All right, we're done with round five as Jacob deGrom was the last pick of round five. Nelson Cruz, first pick of round six. Yes or yay or nay?
That's he's my top outfielder, so
yeah, looking at who's left, I have no problems with that.
All right, round five was Kemp, Springer, Posey, Dickerson, Longoria, Greinke, Alex Wood, Upton, Hayward, Julio Teheran, Cespedes, and DeGrom. Seems pretty normal to me. Any major reaches there?
I mean, I do think Cespedes is a little bit of a reach there, but
I actually think he is also. Round five in a three outfielder league, but I would argue that Hayward is himself. So
yeah, fair enough.
Guys like Matt Holliday, JD Martinez, Melky Cabrera, I would like any of them over those two.
Okay.
Nice pick here early in the sixth round, Cargo. I think that's potentially very good value.
Now Jonathan Lucroy comes off the board. What is your approach to catchers, guy, in these one catcher leagues?
I usually wait because in my mind, the position is 15 deep in mixed league caliber talent. So obviously, every team just having one catcher, you could get a decent one pretty late. That being said, an elite one like Lucroy in round six, I think that's an appropriate time to maybe break from my strategy and take one there.
Yeah, pretty much the same. If somebody like Lucroy or Mesoraco falls, I'll go for them. Otherwise, I'm waiting on one of my sleeper guys like Darnot.
Oh, how do you like this? It's my pick again after Phil Hughes and Adrian Gonzalez go off the board, and Carlos Carrasco's still there. So
ooh,
I'm going
do it.
To double up on the high-end SPARPs.
Wow, that's great. That is awesome. So what's your team right now?
My team is Jose Abreu, Anthony Rendon, Adrian Beltre are my hitters. My pitchers, I have Madison Bumgarner as my ace, and now my two reliever spots are filled with Alex Wood and Carlos Carrasco.
Okay, that worked out very well for you. Matt Holliday off the board. Albert Pujols, he was in my queue, and now he's been taken by Toby. Al, you are on the clock.
Yep, I'm not going for a pitcher here.
Al has Vemart, Dozier, McCutchen and Dickerson, and Cueto.
All right, so I'm thinking maybe another outfielder. Let's take a quick look. I don't have much time. Third base. Yeah, I'm going outfield or yes. No. Sorry.
Come on out.
He's panicking.
Did I get it in? I did.
You took Keuchel?
Not.
Okay, no, I'll back it out. Let's get Al
sorry
going again.
Because actually,
I removed autopilot. He's good.
Okay, Al. Are you on the clock? Now you are on the clock.
I'm on the clock now, and I'm going ahead and taking Todd Frazier.
Okay.
We got a...
Which apparently I got that confirmed because the pick after me, when I didn't take him, he actually did go ahead and take Frazier.
All right, yeah. So Frazier goes, then Fielder goes. And now we're getting up to me, and I have nothing but the deepest positions. I have three outfielders and two starting pitchers. A terrible way to start your team. Although I do have some very high-end players. I'm going to have to... Boy, Kyle Seager just went. So look, I need one of the more scarce positions here. And the only player I really like is Kipnis. So I'll take him. And now...
It's the end of a tier at third base for me, so...
At third base?
Not gonna... Yeah.
Well...
Not gonna telegraph it for you, but...
I don't know if I'm gonna get... No, we have Carpenter, Zimmerman... No, there are too many third basemen that I like still available.
Yeah, I think you said at the beginning you wanted to wait.
Yeah, I do. So don't mess with me, bro. boy.
Yeah,
this
I feel
tough.
Like... Yeah.
So I'm gonna just panic again...
You have 25 seconds. You can take a deep breath here.
This is just awful. I have the worst team in the world. I'm going to take...
Maybe catcher? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to take Devin Mesoraco. I don't like it. He's got concussion. Putting 30 seconds on the clock and hosting a podcast is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. All right, so listeners, this is what I would say to you. Don't look at my team because it's terrible. Mesoraco's my pick. Alex Cobb goes, and I'll go ahead and as Al gets ready to make his pick.
You really, really messed that up for me because I was really hoping for Mesoraco there.
Oh, all right.
I'm not really liking what's left at outfield. I feel like I can wait there. So I'm going to go ahead and fill my utility slot. It's Poppy time.
Oh,
big
wow.
Big Poppy.
All right, Mesoraco, Cobb, Shields, Ortiz. How concerned are you that this is going to be the year that David Ortiz shows his age?
I'm a little concerned because normally I probably would look to take him a round or two earlier than round seven. So I'm still a little nervous about taking him there, but basically I felt like I had very little to lose because I was good with way to get outfield and starting pitcher.
Okay. After Ortiz, we have Evan Gattis, and then Christian Yelich, and now Scott is on the clock.
Yeah, my best outfielders on the board are J.D. Martinez and Melky Cabrera, and I don't have any outfielders yet, but that third baseman you passed up on, is he not there? Okay, then I'm taking J.D. Martinez.
Who did you think?
Carlos Santana, I thought.
Oh,
was
no,
there.
He went a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to cross off names in podcasts at the same time. So I missed that one.
Yeah, no, that's why there was a whole group of third basemen that I was going to wait on. There was Chris Davis, there was Harrison, there was David Wright, there was Machado. So I didn't feel like we were at the end of a tier. And now that Scott knows that Santana wasn't there, I think he agrees.
Yep.
After J.D. Martinez, Melky Cabrera gets selected. So we have a run of outfielders. We have Yelich, J.D. Martinez, and Melky Cabrera. What do you think about those three guys in round seven here of a three outfielder league?
I think it's appropriate. They were the end of a tier for me. I actually do still have Hunter Pence in that tier because I think he's good enough with the time he's going to miss. But I could understand him falling beyond those others, projected to miss most, if not all, of April.
And then right after those guys go David Wright and then Jorge Soler. So what about Soler? Like, is he a good value at this point, end of round seven?
I wouldn't say good value, but I was hoping he would make it back to me in round eight, and he didn't. So I think it's an appropriate time.
Okay. Looking at round seven, guys, it was Mesoraco, Cobb, Shields, Ortiz, Gattis, Yelich, J.D. Martinez, Melky, David Wright, Soler, Tyson Ross, and then Alex Gordon. I don't like Alex Gordon. I'm not drafting him. I know we talked about this, but wrist injury, well, not that great of a player, basically just relies on playing a lot of games. I don't think he's a special player. I don't want to take him in round seven.
Not a special player, but you know, I'm looking at my third outfielder now, and he's perfectly fine for that. But I also see or saw at my last pick several other options that I like, including Soler.
Why would you take – don't? And this is coming from me. This is definitely the pot calling the kettle black. Why would you take your third outfielder when
– I didn't.
Yeah, good. But why would you even want to take it here when you know, you can take such high upside outfielders later in the draft, rounds 12, 13, you know?
Well, like who are you thinking of?
A.J. Because... Pollock –
he's a sleeper.
Jock Peterson.
Okay, Peterson is fine, and that might be a good thing to do. That's kind of that's a nice fallback. I see a few outfielders here who I think are going to be sure things, but I could see taking an outfielder, and I may take an outfielder here in round eight because last I looked, starting pitching, I didn't see a whole lot of big difference makers there. You know, the other positions that I need, I think I can wait, and I might as you know I could solidify outfield here.
Scott took Sonny Gray. So yeah. How many starting pitchers do you have?
Well, technically, since I'm starting Wood and Carrasco reliever, that's two. That's Bumgarner and Gray, and he was the clear standout at the position for me. I know Al doesn't like him nearly as much, which is why he said there were no difference makers there. But yeah, after him. I don't anticipate taking a starting pitcher maybe until like the Colin McHugh group, usually around 12. So we all know there's some sleeper outfielders there I like that tend to go off the board in rounds 9, 10, and 11.
All right. Yeah. I'm going a little away from the rankings here. Take a guy that I'm worried won't be there later on, Michael Wacha. Who's one of the pitchers I see. There are a couple others, but he's one that I think could be fine as my number two starting pitcher, so I'm going to go ahead and fill that slot.
You only have two starting pitchers at this point?
That is correct. Wacha and Cueto.
We just had our first true reliever go off the board right before the Wacha pick. Craig Kimbrell went in round eight. And that's normally the time we see them go. I don't think any of us would be inclined to draft one then, but at some point somebody has to pull that plug. I'm kind of surprised it's Kimbrel, though, and not
Holland.
Yeah, Greg Holland, or even Aroldis Chapman. I have them both ahead of Kimbrel now.
I think any of the three could go first, and they could be the biggest producers.
We missed a lot of picks, so I'm pausing the draft right now so we can look at round eight. Elvis Andrews, a little too early for Andrews, or what do you think? First,
no, not too early. I mean, I saw him there at the top of the queue, obviously round after round. And passed on them, but if you feel comfortable at your other positions and you see big drop-offs there, you don't want to plunge into your next tier, I think he's going to return value at this point in the draft.
Hyunjin Ryu, Iwakuma. Who do you guys like better, Ryu or Iwakuma?
Iwakuma.
Yep.
Salvador Perez, Matt Carpenter, Sonny Gray, Dustin Pedroia, Craig Kimbrell, Michael Wacha, Garrett Cole, Colton Wong, and Manny Machado. I took Manny Machado. Here's the thing about Wong that I'm finding. It's like, I know that Al, you know, you said your strategy was like, get Colton Wong. You love Colton Wong. I think
that's more in a roto league, by the way. I think it's way early here.
Okay. I think a lot of people though, and I get this feeling, you know, for myself as well. Like if I want Colton Wong, I feel like I have to reach for him because the second baseman, you know, like there's Pedroia and there's Murphy and there's Neil Walker. Like good players, but probably nobody that you're extremely excited about. So if your strategy is to get Colton Wong, I feel like you do have to reach for him. I don't know that I would have gone this early, end of round eight, but I kind of get it.
Yeah, that's why I don't feel like comfortable waiting on Wong is because you don't know when somebody's going to jump in there. Kind of like when I was saying with Nolan Arenado earlier, those trendy players, somebody tends to jump in. So the only leagues I've been getting Wong in are auction leagues where I can make sure I can get him by going a dollar or two extra, and I'm fine doing that for him. What's strange, though, about both Wong and Pedroia going in this round is D. Gordon's still out there. I know people tend to prefer him in roto leagues, but steals pile up points, too, and I'm kind of tempted to take him as my utility. especially since Rendon has that bit of a knee issue going into the season. He's my starting second baseman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right. Sometimes Steelers guys fall a little bit too far. Case in point, second pick of round 9, Billy Hamilton to Trevor Davis. I think that might be my favorite pick so far of the draft.
It's a really good one, yeah. I mean, you can overrate the differential between the two formats. Here's my favorite pick out of my picks so far this draft. Get my third starting pitcher.
Oh, nice.
And
one.
I got a groan from Scott White, yeah. So there's validation right there.
Garrett Richards. First, Ryan Zimmerman. So I took Danny Santana to start the round. Phil shortstop, Billy Hamilton, Ryan Zimmerman, Garrett Richards, then Starling Marte, and then Greg Holland goes. And now Scott is on the clock. And looking at Scott's team, we've got Abreu, Rendon, Beltre, J.D. Martinez, Bumgarner and Gray, and Alex Wood and Carlos Carrasco as two relievers. What are you going to do here, Scotty White?
Well, I think this is where I dip into those sleeper outfielders before they're all gone, and my favorite has once again become Mookie Betts, who John Farrell seems to love him, so I have a feeling no matter what happens to Rusne Castillo, Betts is going to be in. They'll both be in eventually, but I think Betts is the better bet. It's still like a 60-40, 70-30 thing, but I think he's the better bet to win the starting center field job opening day.
So after Betts, we get D. Gordon. So that's a good pick there. Round 9, pick 8, D. Gordon goes.
Yep.
After round 10, maybe we'll pause it and talk about some teams here. But so far in round 9, we have Santana, Hamilton, Ryan Zimmerman, Garrett Richards, Starling Marte, Greg Holland, Mookie Betts, D. Gordon, and Starlin Castro. And I know that we might not be as high on Starling Marte as other people around the industry, but I think round 9 is pretty sweet for him.
That is awesome value.
Starlin Castro goes, Al, is that terrible value for Starlin Castro?
Yeah, I actually do think so. But I wasn't really liking the Danny Santana pick much either. I'm really content to wait a long time for shortstop at this point.
Aroldis Chapman after Starlin Castro and Gio Gonzalez.
I just asked the room if I could have squeezed another round out of Betts because I remembered when watching D. Gordon go the very next pick, what I just said about taking Gordon as my utility. I would expect more points from Gordon than Betts this year, so I'm kind of thinking I should have done that instead.
We get Gio Gonzalez and then Marcelo Ozuna to end round 9. So Ozuna, guys, should we be treating him as a potential major breakout this year?
I mean, he could be. I'm not going to draft him as such, but I'm assuming whoever just took him he's their third outfielder, or at least I would hope at this point. I think he's going to be solid with that kind of value.
I just think it's too early for him. I don't like the plate discipline, so I don't feel like there's much upside in batting average. There probably is upside in power, but it's the worst park for power hitters, arguably. I think you basically have to be Giancarlo Stanton to deliver.
I'm hoping
a
Michael
bunch of
Morris
home runs
too.
There.
I feel like he did hit pretty well at home though.
I think he did. I'm not looking at the splits, but I think he did.
I just feel like there's a limit to the upside there.
Well, there are other outfielders I would have taken there, and I'm almost certainly going outfielder 3 picks from now. And the one that I want, and the one I almost took the last round, is still there. So we'll see.
Oh, you can say. Oh well, Scott's on the clock, so.
Yeah, you can't say it. Don't say it, Al. You'll blow it. You know what? Even though I have Pence ahead of him, I'm going to hold off on the injury guy, too. And this is another injured guy, but Jason Worth is a better bet to return for the start of the season, or at least very soon afterward.
All right.
Well, that was who I want the most. But and you mentioned another Pence, and there's one more that I like. He's got to get through the next two. Nope, he's gone. Cole Calhoun.
this is a good time to be looking for your third outfielder, I think.
I agree. I'm going to have to do it now because, again, two of the three that I wanted are gone, and I may... this is tough. I think I am going to have to go Pence here, which means that I'm going to have to obviously draft another outfielder again very soon.
Colin McHugh just went in round 10. He usually lasts till 12 in our in-house mocks. So, because I know there's several outfielders I like out there still, let me see if I can name a few. Gregory Polanco is still out there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Gregory Polanco, Rusne Castillo, I mean, even Josh Harrison, I think at this point is worth drafting as a starting outfielder. Thinking I should have gone McHugh instead of...
By the way, we're starting to get to the point with the starting pitchers where there are like a million of them that basically seem pretty similar to me as Matt Latos comes off the board. So with that said, I only have two starting pitchers right now, Strasburg and Aria. I'm going to go with a guy that I didn't really like that much when I started drafting, but I've learned to like him more, and that's Lance Lynn.
That was quite the introduction.
Yeah, and with that, we are done with round 10. So let's talk about our teams really quickly here as I'll pause the draft. I have a stupid team, but here it is. I have three starting pitchers, Strasburg, Arrieta, and Lynn, which is not the way I want to build my staff. Not in love with that. I have Mesoraco, Kipnis, Machado, Danny Santana, and then the strength of my team, Mike Trout, Yasiel Puig, and Matt Kemp in the outfield. Yeah, it's not a very good team in my opinion, but you know, this is a fairly shallow format, so if you feel like you can't pass up Trout, Puig, Kemp, and it's going to hurt you at other positions, this is the kind of format to do it in, because you might be able to play the waiver wire and just get by at the other positions.
I think you're being way too harsh on your team here. Yeah, I'd like somebody maybe a little better than Lynn as my third starter, but nothing wrong with Strasburg, Arrieta for your 1-2. And your outfield is great. I mean, you have to give up value somewhere, and clearly you had to sacrifice at a couple other positions to have an outfield where you have the number one hitter and player in all of fantasy in Trout, and then two guys who are borderline number one, number two outfielders as your second and third.
Yeah, just the infield's got a lot of question marks. But all right, Al, you've got Victor Martinez at first, Dozier at second, Todd Frazier at third, McCutcheon, Dickerson, and Pence, and David Ortiz at utility. Cueto, Waka, Garrett Richards. I like your team a lot.
I like it pretty well, too. I didn't feel that great about the Dozier and Ortiz picks. But it's where I felt like I could get value at that point, and I do like the overall result so far.
Scott, if you didn't take Ortiz there in round 7, I was going to, if that makes you feel better.
A little bit, yeah.
Scott, go ahead and read your team, and I'm going to look for another team that I like quite a bit from one of our listeners.
Okay. Yeah, my first baseman is Jose Abreu, then Anthony Rendon at second, Adrian Beltre at third. My outfield is J.D. Martinez, Mookie Betts, and Jason Wirth. Madison Bumgarner and Sonny Gray are my only two starting pitchers, so it feels like I'm behind there, except I also have Alex Wood and Carlos Carrasco as my relief pitchers, so big advantage there, I feel like. I'm not loving the Wirth pick, my very last one, filling that third outfield spot, so basically I can only draft one more outfielder for utility there. I guess I could draft one for my bench, too, and may need to with Wirth. If I had that to do over again, I probably would have gone a pitcher there. Whether it was Colin McHugh, I got too confident waiting on him, or, really one of the others left, too, Jared Weaver, Mike Fiers, and would have been fine letting Wirth go to somebody else, and because there's still enough sleeper outfielders I like. But otherwise, that's really the... I thought this was one of my favorite teams so far until that happened.
I'm going to look at Trevor Davis's team. I don't love Colton Wong, because I thought he reached for him, but Miguel Cabrera at first, Colton Wong at second, Kyle Seager at third, and Ian Desmond at short. It's a pretty solid infield there. Adam Jones, George Springer, Billy Hamilton. I just really like that Billy Hamilton pick in round 9, I think it was. And then he's got John Lester, Alex Cobb, Matt Latos. It's not a great staff, because I don't think he has a true ace, but I do
and
like the
Latos.
Team.
Latos was really a reach, I think. The 1 and 2
are
fine. That's an outstanding roto outfield. It's good head to head outfielder, but boy, if this were roto, that'd be an amazing outfield so far.
There are definitely some good teams here, and it's a shallow format, so there should be a lot of good teams. Let's resume the draft. I'm on the clock. I still don't have a first baseman, which is weird. I almost want to take Steve Pierce here, but I know it would be way too early. So maybe I'll just take another starting pitcher, and I will take I'll take Andrew Cashner, knowing that I'm fine, that he'll probably get hurt and miss some time. But I like him. That was a stupid pick. Chris Archer off the board after that. My team is just awful. Jeez.
You got a hard job, Adam.
Yeah, no, this has actually been quite a challenge.
Picking is like your third responsibility after hosting the podcast and commissioning the league.
And I was picking for another team, but Chris is now finally in the draft room, so he can pick for himself.
Oh, good for him. Yeah.
All right. Even though I've already got one injured player and Hunter Pence, I'm going to go take another. Kenley Jansen. Because I'm not. Well,
ooh,
I mean, it's a lot of
good. I don't like it.
Yeah. No?
Not with two relievers. I feel like I'd wait longer to take a reliever that's going to be tying up a DL slot.
I think I'd take David Robertson over him, too, who just went afterward. Maybe not Betances, because we don't know that he's closing, but...
All right, that sucked. you guys convinced me, and I was fully aware of those guys being on the board, and I still got very hung up on taking Jansen. If I already had Pence, I think I'd feel better about it.
You know what? Now that I think it over again, I didn't like taking Worth because it filled that third outfield spot, which means my utility can't be an outfielder because I want to take this guy, Chris Bryant.
Oh, good call.
Yeah. In the 11th round here. I think he went was it the 8th or 9th round of our Roto draft yesterday. 9th round. And he should go earlier in Roto than head-to-head because more spots to fill, and you know there's probably going to be some a high number of strikeouts from him. But, even for a utility player with the kind of hype, with the kind of ability he's showing this spring, and now it seems like a foregone conclusion he'll be up at some point in April. I think he's a good pick here.
Cashner, Archer, Blackman, Kenley Jansen, Robertson, Brian McCann, Chris Bryant, Jimmy Rollins, and Daniel Murphy. It's starting to get a little ugly, some of these picks. How do you guys feel about like Jimmy Rollins and now Verlander goes? Jimmy Rollins, Daniel Murphy, Justin Verlander.
I think it's a good time to take Verlander. Like I've said already a couple of times, I'm content to wait on shortstop, so I can't get too excited about Rollins, but yet... It's a reasonable time to take him.
I don't really like going this deep in the draft without a first baseman. You're talking about Duda, who just went. LaRoche is there. Matt Adams, Trumbo, Moss, Steve Pierce.
Yeah.
I had Pujols queued up in maybe round 5, and he got taken right before I had the opportunity. And then I just kind of punted on it, and I'll just hope somebody emerges.
A lot of teams in this draft already have two first basemen, the guy who drafted Fielder, it was his second first baseman. Oh no, that's not true. He has Posey at first base, which obviously he needs to change. So that's just his, Fielder's just his first baseman. But somebody has both Freeman and Adrian Gonzalez, and somebody has both Chris Davis and Joey Votto. I understand Chris Davis could play third also, but he has Josh Donaldson there. So he really, those two guys worked to block you out at first base. And you know, I think Steve Pierce could be great. He could be starting caliber there, but you don't want to overpay for him given the risk.
Well, if he makes it back to me at the end of round 12, I'm going to take him. I like him. I wish to have him on my team. Recapping some of the recent picks. Jose Quintana, Yadier Molina, Ian Kennedy went at the end of round 11. Then Quintana, Molina, Weaver, Kazmir, Dellin Betances. Kazmir in round 12. Thoughts after Weaver?
I think that's about where he should go. And when you look at the starting pitchers that are on the board here, I put him more in kind of the safe, boring category, but as opposed to, say, Mike Fiers, who just went. I probably would have taken Fiers over him, but there's a lot more risk involved with Fiers.
Scott did take Fiers.
Yep.
Then Fister went. Now Rusne Castillo comes off the board.
It was between Fiers and Castillo for me, kind of cornering that Red Sox competition there by getting both Betts and Castillo. I just feel like there's enough other fallback outfielders still there to protect my Betts investment that I don't have to go Castillo, and I'd rather have Fiers.
Gotcha. And Al takes AJ Pollock. Oh, see?
Yes, much, much later.
Yeah,
my,
no, I know.
My
but...
fourth outfielder, technically.
Oh, your fourth outfielder. Okay.
Yeah, because I need somebody to fill in while Pence is out.
Oh, I am so going to take Drew Smyly if he comes, if he gets to me. Adam LaRoche. All right, so, Scott, what round did you take Mookie Betts?
I think it was round 9. Yeah, round 9.
And here in round 12, we get Rusne Castillo.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
I think maybe I went a little early on Betts, maybe a round early, and maybe Castillo went a round later than I'd expect him to go. Usually they go closer together than that.
And, you know, I thought about taking Castillo, that spot where I took Pollock, and I just thought better of it. So, you know, I could have seen him sliding a little farther.
So
I had no problem, actually, with where Betts went.
We're done with round 12. So I will try to recap that in just a second here.
I like Betts so much. I mean, he's a guy I'm willing to reach for this year. He might be... I thought he was a little too obvious for the Players I Love segment we did on Valentine's Day, but yeah, he was up there with the guy I actually chose, Carlos Carrasco.
Al, are you on the clock?
I'm on the clock. I'm going to have to decide very soon. I'm definitely going pitcher here. I'm going to take a little bit of a risk because he's been terrible this spring. I'm going to take Matt Shoemaker. If it's my fourth starter, if it doesn't work out, I can live with that.
You made my decision a lot easier with that pick because he was the last of my third starting pitcher tier out there. And I think I'm the highest of him on him of the three of us. So.
Michael Pineda goes right after Shoemaker.
I like
that. All right, so here was round 12 as we're in round 13. Quintana, Molina, Weaver, Kazmir, Betances, Fires, Pfister, Rusne Castillo, Pollock, LaRoche, Darnot, and Steve Pierce to me. And now round 13, I started with Drew Smyly, then Kevin Gausman, then Anibal Sanchez, then Matt Shoemaker, then Michael Pineda. So Smyly, Gausman, Sanchez, Shoemaker, Pineda. Five pitchers in a row, Al. We get a bit of a run here. Scott's on the clock.
Yeah, you got to do it. And especially if you need a third starter. I don't know if anybody was in that position. Time's really of the essence. But even for the fourth starters, I think some of the options are getting thin.
Scott took Gregory Polanco.
Yep, that was the last of those fallback outfielders I referred to earlier since you took Pierce and Al took Pollock. I actually think Polanco is my favorite of the three.
That worked out.
Yeah, yeah. I took Pierce to be a first baseman. As an outfielder, I would have gone Polanco over Pierce for sure. Matt Wieters went right after Polanco, and I think that's really value. I like Wieters because if he just gets back to being what he was before his potential breakout last year, you know, before he got hurt, getting him in round third, I mean, he was going in like round six or whatever last year. You know, like he doesn't have to be that amazing breakout catcher. If he just goes back to being the steady, predictable guy he was, you're getting great value for Wieters in round 13.
Absolutely are.
Also, a lot of relief pitchers coming off the board now. Street, Rosenthal, Britton, Melanson.
It's so nice not to have to worry about drafting a closer.
Right. That's one of the advantages you have of having those two sharps. Now you can get great value on guys like Polanco.
Yeah. Although, I mean, I used two early picks to get him, and usually you wouldn't use those on relief pitcher, but I'm finding this is the first draft where I've gotten both. I'm finding I don't really miss it.
Yeah.
Who I could have taken with those early picks instead.
Here's what we got so far in round 14. Danny Salazar, Cody Allen, Yasmani Tomas, and Drew Storen. How can you take Danny Salazar? Tony.
I'll tell you how.
You
because,
think so?
It's sort of, I mean, I like Shoemaker a lot better, but I think the same logic applies that if Salazar gets himself right and pitches like a number three pitcher, if you're taking him at this point as your number four, number five, you really have very little to lose.
It just like, when has he been that good? I don't get it. Like at the major league level.
I mean, he's had his moments more than, you know, four or five starts at a stretch. Probably not. But, you know, if you look at who's left, you could go for proven mediocrity, essentially. It's a little harsh, but you can go for that or you know, somebody who has shown flashes of being ace-like.
So Yasmani Tomas and Jock Peterson were taken in this round, and those are two guys that I would have been targeting for a utility spot. I think round 14 seems pretty good for them. What do you guys think?
Yeah, no, I think so. I think it's appropriate for them. I'm not jumping for joy if I get them here. I would be maybe in a rotisserie league with Peterson, But I think the strikeouts and the fact that the steals don't help you as much as in Roto, he's not as valuable in this format.
By the way, Josh Harrison just went in round 14, almost at the end of round 14. Scott took Yordano Ventura, then we had Chris Tillman, Matt Cain. Somebody said, I forgot Matt Cain existed. Al took Jed Lowry. Were you shortstop there?
I was, finally.
I'm going to take Mark Trumbo at the end of round 14 and have no problem with that. And then I'm going to have a relief pitcher. And Trumbo's my utility. So I'm going to gamble. This is where this format matters. Because if this were like a three-closer league where relief pitchers were more scarce, I'd take Cishek. But I'm going to go ahead and take Uehara because he is, at his best, he is one of the most dominant pitchers in baseball. Relief pitchers, anyway. And if he gets hurt, I can plug in someone else.
Yeah, and you just resolved a little bit of a dilemma for me because I'm going reliever here with my next pick, and it was between those two. But I've have so much injury risk already on my roster that I didn't want to. I wasn't really leaning towards taking you.
Well, I got that news, buddy. Steve Cishek just went.
Yeah, I saw that. All right, so now I'm gonna have to find somebody else kind of safe, and hopefully he'll make it through this next pick.
Derek Collins
went off the board. So yeah, for me it's really between Papelbon and Rondon.
See, take the flyer, take Rondon.
I'm leaning that way.
Do it.
I'm leaning that way.
Do it. Come on, Al.
Do it, Rockapella.
He's mine.
Al and I both need catchers too.
Yeah, I need a catcher also.
Oh, you need a catcher too?
Yeah, but like I was saying earlier, it goes 15 deep, and most people aren't going to draft a second catcher in this format.
Well,
especially now that Liriano, it's my pick now, especially now that Liriano went. Even with Worth, I'm fine taking on a little more injury risk with Jose Fernandez here.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
I think Liriano is being overlooked. I understand in Roto, if you're worried to kill your whip, but in a points league, that doesn't matter quite as much. He's a really good pitcher when he's healthy. I think he's being overlooked. What do you guys think about Francisco Liriano? He went round 15.
It was between him and Fernandez with this pick. They were both the last two of my fourth tier at starting pitcher. So now we're into the fifth tier.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess I would agree with you. I don't love him in Roto because of the whip, but it doesn't matter as much in this format.
Here's round 15 so far, guys. Uehara, Cishek, Derek Holland, Hector Rondon, Liriano, R.A. Dickey. Good or bad? R.A. Dickey.
Decent.
Jose Fernandez. Rick Porcello. Good or bad?
Bad.
Porcello bad.
I mean, I didn't like the Dickey pick either. I get it because he gets a lot of innings and tends to finish high because of that. I would have rather gone upside at this point.
Will Myers. Good or bad?
I actually think bad. I mean, again, at this stage of the draft, not much to lose, and maybe it'll pay off big, but not really excited by him this year. I just, there's so many question marks about the plate discipline and you know, things about work ethic and all that, and the move to San Diego is not, I think, a good one for him.
Drew Pomeranz, RP eligible. You like that pick, right, Scott?
I would have been taking him if I hadn't already filled my reliever spots. Yeah, he would have. The guy who actually took him wouldn't have gotten that chance.
Matt Adams.
If somehow it made it past you, Scott. You wouldn't have gotten past me.
I guess that means I should have Carlos Martinez in my queue. Matt Adams, Chris Carter to end round 15. Santiago Casilla, Pablo Sandoval, and Michael Kadire to start round 16, followed by Homer Bailey. Is this a good time to gamble on Homer Bailey?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'm looking at who's available, and I'd rather gamble on Mike Minor.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But not a bad pick.
Oh, Al, thank you. I'm going to put Mike Minor in my queue.
Yeah, you may not get a chance to draft him here.
Scott's up.
You're going to take Jose Fernandez and Mike Minor?
Yeah, I think so.
Interesting.
Meeny, meeny, miny, mo. Yep, I'm going to do it. Mike Minor. It's a shallow league. I think even if Minor busts here, I can make do with
sure
some waiver options.
Sure. And Jake Odorizzi went just before Mike Minor. Who would you have preferred? Oh, Shinsu Chu goes. He was in my queue. I was going to take him. He's going way too late. People are stupid. I'm sorry. People are stupid. He is like unbelievable value. Shinsu Chu.
Okay. You may be right. It's just, I don't know. I have a feeling his age and decline had something to do with his regression last year, and it wasn't just all injury related. Maybe that's kind of a pessimistic view, but in a three outfielder league, I just don't feel like he's a priority at this point for me.
I know you guys might hate this pick. I think a lot of people might, but I think Henderson Alvarez has potential to be a points league beast because he's so efficient. Lots of innings, quality starts, not very many walks. You're not going to get the strikeouts, but they're just half a point.
Yeah, sure. Okay. All right, I took Yan Gomes. After you took Alvarez, Justin Morneau, then K-Rod, Francisco Rodriguez, then Yan Gomes. I really like that. Round 16, I think he's a lot better than the other catchers who were available. And now I'm not going to take Carlos Martinez because I'm not convinced he's that good. I'm going to take Irvin Santana, who I think – oh, well, I'm going to run out of time, actually.
Oh, so you did take Carlos Martinez.
No, I'm gonna back out some picks here. Yeah, I'm gonna take. Am I really gonna take Irvin Santana? I am gonna take Irvin Santana, and I will tell you why. I think he's gonna have a nice year. I think
you were just congratulated for your auto picks
of Carlos Martinez. No, I was congratulated for Yan Gomes.
Oh, okay.
I think he's gonna have a nice year, and I think
you gave him to the wrong
guy. Damn it.
You can't talk and draft at the same time.
Oh, that was so annoying. All right, sorry. I think Irvin Santana is going to have a nice bounce back year because I think if you look at... I have to take myself off.
Yeah, auto. You're off autopilot okay. Now. We're good.
If you look at what happened last year, he had like a stretch of like six starts where he was terrible. But other than that, he was pretty good. And I like him, so I did... Finally, take Irvin Santana. We're gonna finish.
Should have taken Carmar, Adam.
Nah,
you would have saved 5 minutes of airtime, and you would have been better off.
I would have saved airtime. That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm not convinced with Carlos Martinez. He's not having a good spring. He was awful last year. I get the appeal.
He was
of the
having
pick.
A good spring until his very last start. He was dominating, and you could say that for like John Lester too. So I don't know. I think we're. Maybe making a little too much of that one start.
All right. All right, fine. So what's going on in the draft? I have to...
I'm up. I'm debating whether or not to take Brett Cecil here. And it's a risk because... You know what? I'm not going to. I might need you to... Okay, no, I'm going to. I'm going to. I might need to... Okay. No, I made it within the time.
This will be our last round, so let's go ahead and recap our teams. There are going to be more rounds drafted, but this will be the last round that we podcast. My team, Devin Mesoraco. Oh, my God. Why did I take Yan Gomes?
I don't know. Why?
I didn't realize I already had a catcher.
I hate it when that happens.
What a mess this has been.
That's the worst.
Forget about
it. Surplus.
And somebody actually gave me a good pick, Adam, for that one. I didn't realize I had Devin Mesoraco. I forgot. I never have the catcher that early. Mesoraco, Steve Pierce, Kipnis, Machado, Danny Santana at short, Matt Kemp, Mike Trout, Yasiel Puig, and Trumbo at utility. Strasburg, Arrieta, Lynn, Cashner, Smiley, and I have Uehara, and then I have Irvin Santana on my bench. My team actually ended up being okay. I just need another relief pitcher. Al, your team?
All right. No catcher yet. Victor Martinez.
You want Yan Gomes?
What's that?
You want me to trade Yan Gomes?
Yeah, maybe we can work out a trade in this league that we're not playing out. Victor Martinez, Brian Dozier, Todd Frazier, Jed Lowry. There's my infield so far. Outfield, I've got McCutchen, Dickerson, and Pence, and A.J. Pollock filling in for Pence. Ortiz at utility, Cueto, Waka, Richards, Shoemaker, Alvarez is the rotation. Kenley Jansen, Hector Rondon, and Brett Cecil as reliever so far.
Scott?
Oh, sorry. I was crossing off names. Hang on. I'm going to suspend this real quick so we don't get left behind. All right. I got Jose Abreu, Anthony Rendon, Adrian Beltre, Javier Baez, Jason Worth, JD Martinez, Mookie Betts, Chris Bryant is my utility. Starting rotation of Madison Bumgarner, Sonny Gray, Mike Fiers, Yordano Ventura, Jose Fernandez with Mike Minor also waiting in the wings. And then my relievers are Carlos Carrasco and Alex Wood. I also have Gregory Polanco there if Worth suffers a setback or if Mookie Betts doesn't win the job.
Yeah, and Scott's starting pitching depth isn't great, but that's what happens when you spend those like fifth and sixth or whatever round picks they were on Carrasco and Alex Wood. So yeah. It's a trade-off you'll take for sure.
Right.
All right, that's going to do it for our podcast. If I would say anything, is that my biggest lesson I learned is that don't be on the air while you're drafting because it's very difficult. Don't take two catchers in a one-catcher league ever. And I'm fine waiting on relief pitchers as well. Al, lesson for you?
I'm trying to think because I know there's one area where I messed up here. But I guess, yeah, I've got more injury risk on my roster than I like. So, you know, just be picky with your DL guys when you're drafting.
Scott, are you real quick?
Boy, you get a chance to take both of those high-end sparps. Maybe you get one in round five and hope the other gets to you in round six because it just – I feel like you're made in the shade if you do that.
And don't sleep on the steals guys in the points format. Sometimes they fall a little bit too far. For Al Melchior and Scott White, I'm Adam Azer. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow with another podcast.